never solely make your investment decision based off of what dividend a company is paying, because that dividend yield can be very deceiving. Let's say you want to invest in this hypothetical company that is trading for $100 a share and they're paying a 5% annual yield. Now, what you want to pay attention to is...
What's up, everybody? I am Jaspreet Singh and welcome to The Minority Mindset.
Warren Buffett says that if you can't find a way to make money while you sleep, you are going to work until you die. This is what passive income is all about, using your money as a tool to make you money without you having to physically do anything. And in this video, I'm going to be going over 10 ways you can earn this type of passive income with just $1,000. Passive income is the holy grail when it comes to wealth building, because now you are earning money while you sleep. This is what wealthy people spend all their time building. They want passive income. We all only have 24 hours in a day, and you don't want to spend 20 of those 24 hours working. You want to have your money working for you, and this is what passive income is all about. You take your money, you throw it somewhere, and now your money's out making you money 24 hours a day while you're sleeping, while you're on the beach, and while you're watching YouTube videos. Once you start investing for passive income, it becomes addicting. Like, you might just start off by getting $100 in passive income 1 year, but the next year, your goal might be, how do you make $100 in a month? Then the year after that, it might be, how do you make $100 a week? Then after that, it might be, how do you make $1,000 a month? You can get this type of passive income by investing one of two things. You can either invest your time or your money. You can invest your time into building this money-making machine, like, let's say, a guacamole business that you can eventually walk away from that will continue to pay you. Or you can just throw your money into this money-making machine and have other people work to grow your money and pay you. Obviously, the easier option is just to throw money at this money-making machine, because now you don't have to do any of the work. But you do have to put in the time to get that money in the first place. One of the biggest myths that people have when it comes to this type of passive income is that you have to be very wealthy or have a ton of money in order to get passive income. But that's just not true. I mean, if you have more money, then you can get more passive income, but you don't need a ton of money to start investing for passive income. That's why in this video, I'm going to be going over 10 ways you can start seeing this passive income in your bank account right now with just $1,000. The first 7 ways I'm going to be going over are completely passive. These are things where you can just throw your money at something, and then every month or every year or every quarter, you're going to have money deposited into your account. And the last 3 ways are pseudo-passive income, which require a little bit of work up front, but they can earn you a whole lot more passive income in the back end. The first way you can get this type of passive income is by investing in dividend stocks. When you invest in stock, you are buying ownership in a company. Like, if you go out and you buy just one share of the McDonald's stock, you are one of the owners of the McDonald's corporation. Now, you're only going to own like 1/745,000,000th of the entire corporation, but you're still one of the owners of McDonald's. Some companies like McDonald's pay their owners, their shareholders, people like you, dividends, which are cash checks just for investing in their company. When a company has a bunch of cash in their bank account at the end of the year, there's 3 things that they can do with this cash. They can save this money for an emergency, they can invest it into their future so they can invest in more stores, they can create new products, or they can pay their shareholders. One of the ways that they can pay their shareholders is through a dividend, which is passive income for you. So if you go out and you buy one share of the McDonald's company, then every 3 months, every quarter, McDonald's is going to deposit a little bit of cash into your bank account. This is your dividend, your profit share check into your account, just because you are one of the shareholders or owners of McDonald's. Let me give you an idea of what this is actually going to look like with a $1,000 investment, because I think there's a lot of misconceptions out there on how passive income works, because you have all these people on Instagram and Facebook talking about, hey, here's how you can make $10,000 a month in passive income by doing nothing in 60 days. That's a big lie, by the way. So let's go over how passive income really works. McDonald's pays a 2.4% dividend yield. That means if you deposit $1,000 into the McDonald's company today, over the next year, you can expect to make about $24 in passive income from McDonald's. IBM pays a 5.5% dividend yield, which means if you deposit $1,000 into IBM over the next year, you can expect to make something like $55 in passive income. And AT&T, at the time of me recording this video, is paying a 7% dividend yield, which means if you invest $1,000 into AT&T, the company, they will pay you about $70 in passive income over the next year. Now, $24 or $70 is not life-changing money. This is not going to buy you that dream car or that fancy vacation or that private jet that everybody's talking about on social media, but it's a start. $24 is better than no money. Because if you didn't invest this money in McDonald's and you spent this $1,000 at McDonald's, you would be left with nothing except a very bloated stomach, right? But if you're investing this money into the McDonald's company, at least you're making $24 in passive income, which you wouldn't have if you didn't invest it into McDonald's. Plus, you have to understand that you're investing into companies, like you're investing into McDonald's or IBM or AT&T, and your goal with these investments is to see these companies grow. So if McDonald's is making more money, their stock price is also gonna go up, which means your investment value also went up. Now, if McDonald's is making more money in the future, then your dividends are gonna go up as well, which means you're gonna be making more money in passive income. So if you really wanna win in this game, you gotta consistently keep investing in strong companies. That way you can build wealth by owning a large share of a company, and that way you can make money as the company makes more money. So before I go on to the second way you can make money through passive income, let's make sure our expectations are clear. $1,000 investment is not gonna make you a millionaire overnight, okay? $1,000 investment is gonna make you some passive income, but it's better than no passive income, and it's the building block to help you build that wealth. That way you can get that financial freedom that you're looking for. The second way you can get this type of passive income is by investing in REITs, which are real estate investment trusts. I discovered passive income when I became a real estate investor, because when I bought my first real estate investment property, this property paid me something like a couple hundred dollars a month in profit every single month. And this was money I didn't have to physically earn. This was money the tenants had to pay me because they were living in my property. I love real estate investing as a way to generate passive income, but there's a couple of downfalls that come with real estate investing. First, you need a lot more cash because you have to buy physical real estate. And second, you have to deal with tenants. If you're investing in real estate, you're gonna have tenants that slip and fall while they're taking a shower, and then they're gonna sue you because they will say that the bathtub was too slippery when it was wet. This has happened to me. If you invest in real estate, you are gonna have tenants who are cutting cucumbers on their countertops, and then they're gonna call you crying because they missed the cucumber and they slashed the countertop, and they're gonna demand that you buy them a new countertop. That has also happened to me. Now, you can hire a property manager, that way you're not super hands-on involved in your real estate investments, but if you don't wanna deal with the headache of investing and owning your own real estate properties, the next best thing is by investing in a REIT, a real estate investment trust, because now you're investing in a company that invests in real estate. The interesting thing about REITs for you is that they are required by law to follow something called the 90% rule, which says that they have to distribute 90% of their taxable income to you, their shareholders, through dividends. What that means is now you can go out and invest in a REIT on the stock market. So this REIT is a company that invests in real estate. You invested in this company, and now this company is going to invest in real estate. Now, anytime this company makes money through their rental income, they have to distribute 90% of their profits to you through dividends. So if I diagram this out, this is you. I'm gonna draw you a nice mustache. And if you go out and you invest in this REIT is a company that invests in this real estate. Now, this real estate, let's assume this is an apartment complex. These tenants are gonna have to pay your REIT, this company, rent, and then this REIT is gonna have to pay their expenses and pay their bills, and then out of what money is left, they're gonna take 90% of this money, and they're gonna distribute this money out to people like you, shareholders, through dividends. Let me give you a couple examples so you know what to expect when it comes to returns. I'm not telling you what to invest in this video, I'm just giving you examples, that way you can get an idea of how this type of passive income investing works. And while I'm at it with the disclaimers, I should also tell you that investing has risks. You are never guaranteed to make money when you invest, you might even lose money, so always, always, always do your own due diligence and never blindly listen to a random guy on YouTube. SPG is Simon Property Group, and this is a company that invests in a lot of mixed use and major property developments throughout the United States, and they are paying a 6.5% annual yield. So if you invest $1,000 into this REIT, you are gonna get $65 back in passive income without doing anything, and you also don't have to deal with any tenant issues because your REIT, the company, is gonna deal with that headache. So you're investing in a company that's investing in real estate, and your company is doing all the work and all the headache and all the management stuff with the real estate. You're just getting that passive income. NLY is Annaly Capital Management, and they do something a little bit different. So they don't actually own the physical real estate properties. They own the loans. They invest in commercial mortgage-backed securities, and they pay an 11.5% annual return. So if you go out and you invest $1,000 into NLY, you will make about $115 in passive income while doing nothing while this company does the work. And the bigger the dividends get, the more risk there is. So these are things you want to keep in mind. At this point, what a lot of people start doing is they start Googling how to find the highest dividend yielding stocks, and then they just invest in companies that are paying the highest dividends. As somebody who did that during his college years, let me give you a little bit of a warning. You should never solely make your investment decision based off of what dividend a company is paying, because that dividend yield can be very deceiving. Let's say you want to invest in this hypothetical company that is trading for $100 a share and they're paying a 5% annual yield. So if you invest $1,000 into this company, they'll pay you $50. If you invest $100 into it, they'll pay you $5 over the next year. Now, what you want to pay attention to is how strong the actual company is, because let's say this company starts to do really bad, they start losing money and they're on the verge of bankruptcy, and this stock tanks in price. They go from $100 a share to $20 a share because they're doing really bad financially. At this point, if they have not adjusted their dividends yet, it will look as if they're still paying this $5 annual yield, right? This is how much money they were paying here. And assuming they haven't adjusted their dividends, it will look like they're paying a $5 annual dividend for a $20 share price of the stock. That is what? A 25% return on your money. So people might look at this and say, wow, this company is amazing. They're paying 25% a year on my money. But what you don't understand is that this company might be on the verge of bankruptcy. So yeah, you might make a little bit of dividends, but then next thing you know, this company could go bankrupt. Or if they don't go bankrupt, they can also cut their dividends to zero, and now you are owning a company that is not really doing anything. This is why it's very important before you start investing in companies for the dividends that you're analyzing their financials and you're analyzing the fundamentals of a company. That way you're investing in a company that you want to own that is gonna be more profitable in the future than it is today. And if this is very overwhelming, or if you don't want to do this, or if you don't know how to do this, then you might want to consider looking at 3 index funds. With an index fund, now you don't have to find the perfect company to invest in. You can invest in a fund or a group of stocks, which give you exposure to a bunch of different stocks. And now if you're investing for dividends, this passive income, you can invest in a fund that is giving you this passive income. There's a few ways you can go about this. One thing you can do is invest in a fund like VOO that's going to give you exposure to the general stock market. So VOO invests in the top 500 companies in the stock market. So if you invest in VOO, you're getting exposure to the top 500 companies in the stock market. At the time of me recording this video, VOO is paying a 1.75% dividend. So if you invest $1,000 into VOO today, over the next year, you can expect to make something like $17, $18 in passive income from dividends. Again, this is money you're making by doing nothing except just throwing your money into this fund. And you also have exposure to the top 500 companies in the stock market. So the goal is also to see your $1,000 principal, your investment, go up in value as well. VNQ is the Vanguard Index Fund for REITs. So if you want to invest in REITs and get exposure to real estate, but you don't want to do all that work to find the best REIT to invest in and risk your REIT going bankrupt, one thing you can do is invest in VNQ, because this fund gives you exposure to a whole bunch of different REITs. At the time of me recording this video, VNQ is paying 3.85% a year in dividends. VYM is the Vanguard Index Fund that gives you exposure to high dividend yielding companies. So if you want to invest in companies that are paying high dividends and you don't want to go out and find all these companies, you can just invest in a fund like VYM, which invests in high dividend yielding companies. At the time of me recording this video, VYM is paying 3.62% a year in dividends. Again, these are not life-changing amounts if you just invest $1,000, but it's the foundation to building wealth. That way you can create a whole new passive income stream, because this is money you're making without doing anything. You just throw your money into these funds, and then your funds are investing in companies which are doing the work to earn your money, and this is what you're making without doing anything. If you are interested in learning how you can grow this type of passive income even quicker, stay tuned, because I'm going to be talking about how you can amplify these things by doing something called pseudo-passive income investing, but I'll get to that in just a little bit. Also, if you ever want to learn more about how to invest in stocks or passively invest your money, we have articles on this on our website, theminoritymindset.com, and I'll also link it for you in the description below. The fourth way you can get passive income is by investing in crowdfunded real estate. Investing in crowdfunded real estate is similar to investing in a REIT, where you're investing in a company that invests in real estate, but now with crowdfunded real estate, you're actually investing into a fund that gives you direct exposure to the real estate itself. You can't invest in crowdfunded real estate on the stock market. you have to go through a third-party platform which gives you exposure to these real estate investments. This would be using something like Fundrise, and on their website it says that the historical returns for the last number of years has been something like 8 to 12% a year. Now, this 8 to 12% figure is not just the amount of passive income you're getting. This is the passive income you're getting through dividends, and it's also the appreciation in a property. So the way this works is you are investing directly into a fund, and this fund mimics the returns that a real estate property or a group of real estate properties is getting. So if these real estate properties go up in value, your fund goes up in value, and if these real estate properties make money through rent, then you make some money through rent as well. This is what your dividends are. Again, with this type of crowdfunded real estate, you're not the one going out and finding real estate deals. You're not the one going out and finding tenants. You're not the one managing tenants or paying the bills. You're just investing into a fund that gets exposure to this real estate, and there's other people that are doing all the work, and as these real estate deals make money, so do you. So this is an easy way for somebody to get exposure to real estate and get passive income from real estate without actually going out and spending hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions of dollars buying physical real estate investments. If you are interested in learning more about how crowdfunded real estate works and how you can invest in real estate, we have articles on this on our website, theminoritymindset.com, and I'll also link it for you in the description below. The fifth way you can earn passive income is by being a banker without actually being a bank. The way this works is you find people who want to borrow money. Maybe they don't want to go to a bank to borrow money, or they can't qualify to borrow money from a bank, and so you can lend money to these people, and in exchange for them borrowing your money, they will pay you interest every single month, just like you have to pay the bank interest if you borrow money from the bank. The interesting thing about this is that if somebody can't qualify to borrow money from a bank, they're going to have to pay you higher interest to make up for this higher risk. There's a couple ways you can go about doing this. I mean, you can find somebody who wants to borrow $1,000, but then you're going to have to create all the paperwork and manage the investment, which is a lot of time and a lot of paperwork, which isn't very passive. Or you can use an online lending platform out there like LendingClub. They're not paying me to say this, I'm just giving you an example. These are the return numbers I just pulled off their website to give you an example of how this type of lending works. So they say their average return, their average interest rate is 14%. So this is the money the borrowers are going to pay to borrow money. Now, out of this 14%, you're not going to get all this money because some people are just not going to pay their loans, and other people are going to pay their loans off early. If you pay a loan off early, you pay less interest, so this is less interest than you get. So they say to apply an 8% factor of loss, either from people not paying their loans or from people paying off their loans early, and then they apply another 1% fee for their commission. Now, after these fees, you are left with something like a 5% return. And so this is money you're making monthly through interest, and you're also getting a little bit of principal back every single month. And so you just lend this money out, let people use your money, and then they're gonna have to pay you interest to use your money. The sixth way you can make money is by renting out some of your home. When I was in college, me and my roommate would talk a lot about business ideas, and one idea that we came up with was on weekends that we weren't in the apartment, we could sublet our apartment out to other people who wanted to stay in our city and our campus when we weren't there. It's an easy way to make money because if you're not in your home for a weekend, you can have someone else stay there and they'll pay you rent for that weekend. Back then it was really hard to do because there was no such thing as Airbnb, or if there was Airbnb, I had never heard of it. If you're not at your home for a weekend, or if you have extra space like a basement or an extra room, you can put this on Airbnb for weekends that you want other people to stay there. Or the alternative, if you're cool with other people living in your property, is if you have extra space in your home, maybe it's a basement or a guest room or an in-law suite. If you have this extra space, you can rent it out to somebody else and they will live there, and then they're gonna pay you rent every single month for using your property, and you don't really have to invest that much extra money because you already have the space and it's sitting there vacant, and now someone's gonna use it and pay you passive income every single month for using your space that you're not using. Depending on where you live, that can be an extra $200 to $1,000 a month every single month in passive income. And you don't even have to invest $1,000 to do that if you have this space. The seventh way to get passive income is by investing in municipal bonds. Earlier on in this video, I was talking about how you can get passive income by investing in stocks to get dividends. Now, when you invest in stocks, you become one of the owners of a company. With bonds, it's a little bit different because now you're not becoming an owner of anything. You are just investing your money by giving loans, and you're getting paid with interest. If you didn't already know, cities and states love spending money that they don't have. So this might be used to build schools or build roads or build police systems. And so in order to fund this, they need to borrow money. One of the ways that local governments borrow money is by issuing bonds to people like you, investors. This is what a municipal bond is. A municipal bond is when you are loaning money to a local government. This might be your city or this might be your state. And now you are loaning your money to the city or the state, and the city or state is going to pay you back with interest. So every single month, you're going to get paid with a little bit of interest. And at the end of the loan, this is called the maturity date, you're going to get your $1,000, your initial investment back. There's a couple things that make municipal bonds very interesting. One is they tend to be very safe because nobody thinks that cities and states are going to go bankrupt. And second, they can be tax-free investments. If you lend money to the government, they are federally tax-free. That means you're not going to have to pay any federal taxes. But there's also a second layer of tax called state taxes. So places like New York and California have very high state taxes. But if you invest in a New York municipal bond or a California municipal bond and you live in New York or California, then you also don't have to pay any state taxes on the income. But in order to avoid paying these state taxes, you have to live in the state where this bond is located. So if you are investing in a New York municipal bond and you don't live in New York, then you're going to have to pay state taxes on your income. But if you live in New York and you're investing in a New York municipal bond, then you're not going to have to pay any federal taxes on your income, and you also don't have to pay any state taxes on your income. People are always debating over tax rates because the more money you make, the more taxes you have to pay. And so if you're making a lot of money in passive income, you might be subject to really high taxes. This is where municipal bonds can come in handy, because if you make a lot of money, you can invest in a municipal bond and make money without having to pay taxes. One example of this is FNYQX. This is a fund that invests in New York municipal bonds, and it has a $1,000 minimum investment requirement. So if you invest in this fund with $1,000, this fund will pay you just about 2.5% a year in interest on your money. This is where things get really interesting, because this 2.5% that you're earning is tax-free. So if you are a really high income earner, then this 2.5% that you're earning tax-free is actually something like 5% that you would have been earning before taxes. So as you start to generate your passive income and you build your wealth and you have that high income, municipal bonds are things that you can think about using as a way to kind of shield yourself against taxes. Now, the next three ways that you can make passive income, so numbers 8, 9, and 10, are what I call pseudo-passive income. These aren't things where you can just throw your money at something and then walk away, but these are things where you invest your time and your money, and if you do this the right way, then you can eventually create this new passive income stream where you're making money a whole lot faster than if you just threw your money into something and walked away. The simplest example of this is number 8, making videos. I can tell you from firsthand experience that you can start a great YouTube channel with less than $1,000. Like, we started this Minority Mindset YouTube channel with my cell phone in front of a white wall. We didn't have any fancy equipment, any editing software, any sound equipment. I literally just started this with the cell phone that I had, and I was recording videos on a tripod in front of a white wall. I probably spent like $50 or $75 to getting this channel started, and now we have kind of evolved into a full media company from a very small investment. Here's the caveat. Making YouTube videos is hard, and being consistent is even harder. But if you work really hard at this, and you make your videos, and you constantly try to improve, and you work very hard at constantly putting out content that people want to watch, eventually YouTube will see that, and YouTube will share your content with other people. Now, if that happens, the videos that you produced 6 months ago, and a year ago, and 2 years ago, and 5 years ago will continue to generate you revenue today. If you put in that work initially to build that YouTube channel, you can build a consistent revenue stream of at least $1,000 a month, if not $1,000 a week, or maybe even $1,000 a day. That is very possible with YouTube if you stay consistent and you keep putting in that work to produce quality content, but it's not going to happen overnight. This is why I call it pseudo-passive income, because it takes a whole lot of work in the beginning, but if you put in that work in the beginning, you can create a new passive income stream, because all those videos that you created over the life of your YouTube channel will continue to generate your revenue for years into the future. 9 is affiliate blogging. Every company on the internet wants more sales, and one of the ways that companies can attract more sales is through affiliate marketing. Affiliate marketing is when you promote somebody else's product, and anytime somebody buys that product through your link on your blog, then you are gonna get paid a commission. Now, if you like working out, then one thing that you can do is create a blog where you teach people how to work out and how to burn fat. Then within these articles, you can link to your favorite supplements using your affiliate link. That way, anytime people read your article about how to burn fat and they click on your affiliate link and they buy the supplement, you will get paid a commission. The cool thing about this is it's very inexpensive to start. You don't have to pay any money to start doing this type of affiliate marketing because you can just reach out to your favorite companies and say, hey, can I promote your products as an affiliate? And then they're gonna give you a special link that anytime somebody buys their products with your link, you will get paid. And we're in the digital age where you can start a brand new website with literally $0 because there are so many free website builders out there that you can use, and you can start writing articles on these websites. And then when people come to your website and they click on that link, you will get paid. Well, they have to click on the link and actually make a purchase, but you get the idea. This brings me to number 10. You can be an influencer. Now, not everybody wants to be a celebrity like Kim Kardashian, and you don't have to be to make money as an influencer. When I say become an influencer, essentially what I mean is you become an influencer on social media either as your personal self or through a business brand page. It costs you $0 to go out and create an Instagram page. And if you go out and create an Instagram page and you start producing content, so this is gonna take you time, but you produce content that people wanna see and they want to engage with, and you start to build a following, you can sell advertisements on your Instagram page. Once you get to something like 10,000 followers, then you can charge somewhere between $10 and $100 per post that you put on your page every single time you post something on your page. The amount of money that you can charge per post is gonna depend on a few factors. It depends on what type of niche your page is, what type of product you're promoting, and what demographic your audience is. But once you build that audience based on Instagram, which is not easy to do, it takes time, but if you put in that work to build that audience, now you can continually sell advertisements and keep putting out Instagram posts, because once you have that audience, it is very inexpensive and very easy to make a new Instagram post, and you can charge brands a lot of money to do that.